Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby. If you're new to Coffee Chat, welcome. If you're an ardent follower, thanks for sticking with me. I'm getting some really great feedback in social media on these coffee chats. You know, it started out like, I don't know, I think like a couple of years ago now, where I just needed to kind of muse a little bit, unload and digest what I had done in the shows and what I had found and maybe kind of fill in the gaps. And it's really grown in popularity. People are finding a lot of great comfort in it. And I think they like the change from the formality of the show. So they both have great purposes. And anyway, I thank you all for being here on this Thursday. Where are we now? May 9th?
Oh.
Wow, I'll tell you something I'm noticing. There are a lot of mea culpas, right? A lot of agencies, entities, throwing themselves on the sword. Ah, didn't realize it was bad. Kind of knew it was bad. Now I see all the injuries. And I know a lot of you are rightfully suspicious, and I hope you stay suspicious. There are a lot of theories and speculation as to why agencies, pharmaceutical companies, villains are kind of coming out and saying, like AstraZeneca, we're pulling our, yeah, you made the billions, you know, criminal freaks. You don't think we see through that? Yeah, we're going to pull it. We're going to pull our, you know, billion-dollar driver that we made $10 billion on. We're going to pull it because we realized it was bad. That's not how the pharmaceutical industry works, my friends. Having spent 20 years in it, for those of you who don't know my background, after my medical and then my independent research career, 20 years after that in pharma. And no, it doesn't work like that. The first sign of even if somebody calls into the company, and as I've told you, there's a department called the Pharmacovigilance Department. That's where people call the company because they think the company's going to care, right? But it's a very big department, and it's run by an MD, usually an MD with practice experience and epidemiology knowledge and expertise. And people call in, you know, this is Mary Jones from, you know, such and such, Indiana. My mother took your drug last night, and she suffered this and that. We were in the hospital, and they take down details of information, and they keep copious and detailed records. And when a company knows before anybody else, trust me, that there's a safety signal out there when it's not directly coming from a trial. And they know. And those records should have been subpoenaed from every company by the Do Nothing Congress if they weren't in on it. See, Congress isn't stupid. They're not dumb. They're not oblivious. They're not missing the boat. They are in on it. I can't tell you that any more ways than I have. They have to be. They would have done something about it. They have so many things they can do. So please don't write to me in my social media and say, they're doing the best they can, their hands are tied, it's only one of them or two of them. Don't do that to me, and don't do that to yourself, because that's your own smokescreen. You're digging your own hole in the sand and then sticking your own head in it. So you see these, another thing that makes me really angry and nauseated are these 535 pukes in Congress. Every one of them. Don't even tell me you got a favorite. Thomas Massey, he's just more vocal right now. He's been given permission to step forward and, you know, beat up Congress. He doesn't do anything. That's why the Bible gave us, you'll know them by their fruits. He's out there beating up his fellow Congress people. Rand Paul's bitching, you know, like at us, like we can do something about it with his phony rants. But then at the end of that rant, I want you to bend over again. Bend over so I can stick it up your butt and beg you for more money and screw you and make money. Well, my pharma stock and my wife's pharma stock, Mrs. Rand Paul, is going through the roof. Then you've got the queen of theater in DC, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the Lauren Bimbo Boebert, right? They're all looking like they're on your side. They have to. They know they're at the brink of being discovered. Miss I Own Gilead Sciences Remdesivir Killing Americans Every Day Stock, Taylor Greene. You can't see through these people, then you deserve what you're getting. Deserve what you're getting. Ron Johnson, Ron, I run millions of hearings and do nothing Johnson. Rand Paul, I let Fauci, the highest paid federal worker, former head of the NIH, lie to me and commit perjury right in front of my face countless times now. Paul, here's his last name, Paul. Yeah, those people, every last one of them. In the 4 years, none of them have done anything. I'm sponsoring a bill so that you can grow your own food. Get the F out of here. Get out of my face. Sponsoring a bill so I can grow my own food and feed it to my family. Get bent. Massey, what a fraud. What a fraud. And then when I challenged him on it, the best he could do is in his most Malone-esque way was, are you a real doctor? And I loved my supporters going after him. Are you a real congressman? Phony, traitorous bastards, every last one of them. The whole thing needs to be dismantled. I really liked Jesse Kelly. Whatever you think of Jesse Kelly, I like him. I've been interviewed by him before. I think he's a good conservative. Unfortunately, he's in that network with Bill, I lied about taking the shots with Trump O'Reilly. Not a good look, Jesse, but I do love your rant against President Trump today that I came upon with Trump all in for building an FBI office and he's sticking his nose in it. And Trump, I love the vaccines. You know, Donald, I love the vaccines. Trump, I love Speaker Johnson. I love Woody Johnson. He's got more cash than anybody I know. I love the vaccine. Yeah, gain of function. Don't bother me with that. I love the vaccine. Good job, Jesse. Good job having the courage to come out and speak your mind on how fraudulent, how ridiculous, and how... I know it's hard to let go of your... those of you out there... your love for Trump, your gratitude for what he did before. He did a lot of things that made us really happy. I know, I was in DC. I worked in the administration in correspondence. So don't, you know, it's not like I wasn't, like I was out in Montana on my farm, okay? And I'm just speculating. I was there. I'm aware of everything. But you have to stop giving people a pass, not just Trump. You have to stop giving politicians, representatives, bureaucrats, whatever, agency heads, the benefit of the doubt because they did something good before. You have to always hold them to toe, hold them to accountability. Anybody can change at any time. And he's changed, and a lot of people have changed. But I think a lot of them were not good from the beginning. So all these mea culpas, except Trump, still loves his vaccine. And I think he's getting into a danger zone now. I think the time to pivot is past. I think it's going to cost him. They're going to use it against him. He may even be part of that. He knows life isn't going to change that much. He's still going to be, you know, drooled over everywhere he goes. I live in South Florida. I've been to Mar-a-Lago a bunch of times. I've been at meetings. I've been at the Trump Golf Club on Southern Boulevard, you know, for various, you know, charity events and luncheons during the day. And he walks in, you know, yeah, I get it. And they just fall all over. They trip over themselves. They fall all over him. He's still going to have a great life. So if he is part of it, he's fine. He's going to be fine. What's the alternative? Not Joe Biden, a phony election. Dems are going to win anyway because that nothing has changed. All the mechanisms of cheating are healthy and in place. So gird your loins, and strap yourself in and prepare. And he's going to say, oh, they cheated again. I'll tell you when my heart started to break over Trump. People go, you hate him, you're bashing. No, I worked on his campaign. I have pictures with him. I hugged him. I've had talks with him. It was when he walked out of the White House. I never, ever, in 2020, November, December, all this shit was going through the Supreme Court. I said to friends down here in Florida, there's no way. It's gonna be big. There's no way. He knows he won. He's not gonna leave. You don't move out, pack your boxes and leave if you think you won. He's a warrior, he's a champion. Art of the deal, he's not gonna walk out of there. He knows he won. When he walked out, wow, that cut my heart wide open. Gushed open. And then when I saw him come out on January 6th at 5 o'clock and do that 1 minute speech in front of the Rose Garden, he had his little black coat on, and he said, yep, they stole it. Nothing's ever happened like this, but you have to go home now. After he said, I'll meet you up at the Capitol, but that's another topic for another time. And he said, you have to go home now. And I'm like, well, we didn't back a quitter. Yeah, nobody wants violence. We're not going to overthrow our government or anything like that, but you've got to stay. The people would stand there 10 million strong in that city for days on end to protect you. You're not going to leave. Why would you leave? You legitimately won. You're the commander in chief. Surely the military would back you up, because they weren't disabled yet from the bioweapon shots that they were forced to take to weed them out, destroy our military, and kill our readiness and any semblance of anything that would stick up for the Constitution. And he did that speech, and I thought, I called it the ISIS speech. You know when they used to do those videos, they used to, you know, whatever, even if that was theater, but I'm just referencing, when they used to do those videos where the, supposedly like the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or something would capture an American. They'd put him in the yellow or orange jumpsuit. They'd have him on their knees with their arms behind them, handcuffed, and they'd have cameras on them, and they'd have like Islamic flags or whatever, you know, Al-Qaeda flags behind them. And this American would sit there and declare that they looked like they were in terror, but under, you could tell it was under duress, and they were denouncing their citizenship, and I love this, you know, group, they've got me and I'm all for them and blah, blah, blah. And I call those the ISIS videos. So when he came out and did that speech, it's only 55 seconds. Gotta go home now. We won, they stole it. It's never happened before. It's a shock, but you gotta go home now. I'm not going home now. I didn't back a quitter. That's the ISIS video, and that sealed it for me. That's when I knew in my heart of hearts, and I stopped with the, you know, sycophant. That was my tipping point. And then we have the shamelessness has begun. Everything I warned you about, everything you were warned about with regard to those frontline doctors who many of us knew from the earliest time, like in 2021, early, that they were phonies, that they were going to get, you know, they were operatives, they were working for the government. Famous people that you loved. How did we know? Because you don't give us enough credit, those of us who've been in this, visible in social media for the last 4 years, don't give us credit. There's a lot of connections I've made. There's a lot of intel. There's a lot of things I get to watch behind the scenes that you don't see. I shouldn't be questioned. I'm just saying, you know, when we joke around, kind of, Dr. Jane was right. Dr. Jane was always right. She's right again. It's not that I'm a genius or I've got a crystal ball. I'm right because I know things that you don't see. So I started to see the caving, the protective narrative over the shots, the continuation of the narratives from people you would have thought, because they came out in the beginning and told you not to take the shots. and you got confused. They told me not to take the shot. They saved my mother's life. I told mom and I didn't take the shots because Dr. So-and-so, who is part of our group, maybe at the Reawaken Tour group of speakers, maybe other speakers, other conferences, but those of us on the front lines out here telling you, warning you. But they changed, or they started to show up, or they started to promote things or co-promote. If they told you not to take the shot, then they're telling you things about the shots that didn't make sense, but they told you not to take it, so you're gonna revere them forever. No, you gotta watch what they do. And now I saw a picture on Twitter yesterday of Dr. Drew, McCullough, and Dr. Thorpe. The three of them all cozied up in front of a green screen. God knows what they're going to put behind that. And Drew and McCullough are wearing lab coats with giant logo, the wellness company. Well, if you had any doubt that they weren't owned by a big, big corporate conglomerate, the wellness company, you have it now. You should now. You should be able to see it now. Because when you wear someone's name or company on your shirt and you got millions of dollars you're getting for speaking engagements and you're on Fox News half the time and you're wearing their logo, you're owned. You're owned for big money, big money. No other way to, you definitely let the cat out of that bag, my friends. And I haven't trusted Thorpe from the beginning. Why? Because he's with those guys. I watch who you associate with. You want to pick me apart? Watch who I associate with and pay very close attention to who I don't associate with. I'm not talking about speaking at the same event, being polite, saying hello. I'm talking about really working together. My circle of trust is very small. I'll give you a good example. People like Dr. Lee Merritt, revered, loved, always consistent, didn't vacillate, didn't tell you to take the shot in the beginning, or that maybe it was okay for the elderly in the beginning, and then came against it when she had an epiphany. Very consistent, good science to back up what she's focusing on, what she's talking about, what she's warning you about. Good stuff, a lot of solutions, good person. Behind the scenes, good person. Off camera, solid, consistent. That's who I hang around with, people like that. Not very many of them. So you see Thorpe. People say, oh, Dr. Thorpe is good. You see him, you know, always with McCullough, Drew Pinsky, Joseph Mercola, and his wife, Erin Elizabeth Healthnut. You know, they're all in that. Watch who people associate with. That's your next biggest clue. A lot of you have gained good information from watching what they say, their consistency or inconsistency over time, changing narratives. But I think another new blatant clue is to watch who people associate with. I feel good about who I associate with. And I'm very careful who I work with directly. Now, interviewing is different because I may be trying to get information out of the other side. I may be trying to learn more. I may be trying to test someone. That interviewing somebody is not an endorsement. I think most people know that. Watch who people associate with. Pierre Corey. He's always, I'm not going to say anything about these people. I'm just going to say, based on who they hang with, Corey Malone Cole, from day one. And I almost dropped my teeth, even though McCullough, I know he's a pharma promoter. Look at, he's had Paxlovid. He used to have Merck's Molnupiravir on his, I'm sorry for the noise, guys. I can't control it. It's just momentary. But he's had on the McCullough protocol for the COVID virus, because he's all in on the narrative. That's number one. But he has had Paxlovid, Pfizer's Paxlovid, and Merck's molnupiravir on that algorithm. You know, you, if this symptoms are here, you treat here. If the test is that, then you give this. He's loaded with pharma. He's taken millions in non-research grant pharma. You'll know them by their fruits. And now he's on countless shows pushing Tamiflu, another huge pharmaceutical drug, because TWC, the wellness company, added it to their arsenal to sell. Tamiflu with a black box warning, the highest degree of danger the FDA can confer on a drug in its package insert, a black box warning at the top, which calls attention of prescribers. We look at that and we say, whoa, what's the black box warning? For neuropsychiatric side effects? And let's not candy coat it. Those neuropsychiatric side effects of Tamiflu include delirium, seizures, stroke, difficulty thinking, difficulty walking, loss of consciousness. These are serious. You could be driving a car with your kids in the back. Pushing this Tamiflu. I'm surprised they didn't, you know, gain a function up or gin up the molecule and call it something else so they could get a, you know, a patent, an extension on the patent life. But maybe that's coming, who knows? But he's shameless. Shameless. Oh, how could you take burn down a guy? He's given so much. Yeah, well, while he was going around collecting fees for speaking, and many of you thought, poor guy, he lost his license, he's doing this and that, he's lost so much money. He had a $2 million slush fund on Give, Send, Go, thanks to a lot of you, in addition to all the money he was making on the tour. You know, it's okay to make money, but not if you're promoting things that are hurting people. Not if you're promoting and funneling people right back into pharma. Where's the natural health? Nothing wrong with some pharmaceuticals if you're using them to get off, you know, to get off, to wean down, to try to find natural alternatives. Because those of you who stay 100% in the pharma model are gonna, you're gonna pay a huge price. The company you keep, pay attention to the company you keep. And to Congress members like Massey and Rand Paul, pretend harder. Keep pretending real hard that you care, that you're really doing something. Don't go there, guys. They're not gonna do anything for you. They got us into this. They're being paid right now to do this theater, and they're being promised that they will be reelected with the same mechanism that's going to cost Trump. Now, if Trump wins, I'll still be suspicious, because he's already shown signs of betraying us, of supporting rhinos, Uniparty, Johnson. I mean, it's hasn't backed down on the shots. What's he gonna do when the H1 or H5N1 vaccines start to get ramped up and pushed, when they can gin up the case numbers with the phony PCR? What's he gonna do, start recommending that? That'll be the end for him, ever. But there is no real, it's gotta be an end, because the elections aren't real. And he hasn't said a word about it, has he? Has he said anything about the fact that internet-connected voting machines are still in place? The drop boxes where you can stuff them with hundreds of fake ballots are still in place? I know thousands of them are, tens of thousands in Palm Beach County. I've witnessed them myself. And 2 weeks to voting, he endorsed 2 weeks of voting, early voting. That's what the Palm Beach County Republican Committee put out in their newsletter. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Guys, have a great Thursday. I always think I'm going to do a 15 or 20 minute coffee chat, and it ends up being 20, 25 minutes. And anyway, love y'all. Thanks for being with me. Keep your wits about you. Don't fall for the mea culpas. Don't fall for these liars in Congress. Because if you do, you're not going to be focusing on what you need to do to survive. See you tomorrow night on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show.
Wow.